Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my glorious gigglers? I don't think I did that one.
No, which is like such an obvious word too, but we never said it.
Glorious bastard gigglers.
How are you?
I'm shook.
You are?
I'm a little shooketh.
Okay.
I tell myself I want to approach the podcast with positive, sane energy, and I always come in like I just got chucked off a train, which I did. I was
you
on the LIRR.
You just came from an EDM concert.
Also known as the LIRR, which is a train from West Hampton to New York City that, let's just say, the Fire Island stop was wild.
Like, people are still drunk.
And you could tell, like, these two had a fight all weekend. Mm-hmm. These two, like, hooked up, but now they're never going to talk again. So I was, like, taking
the
it all
the anxiety on Sunday from coming home from, like, a different area, not just like pure, like, oh, you partied, you went out, you woke up in your bed. Like, coming home, traveling on Sunday is a different anxiety.
You have to like take off your mask of like the fun person you were and be like, okay, let's go back to my like daily misery. And I also realized that I tried to be fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
I started to get like other bags. Like, I used to just have one dirty bag. Yep. And now I have like a little bag, a medium bag, a big bag, a straw bag, mm-hmm. a leather bag. How do you not lose everything in every fucking bag? Because my passport is in my brown bag, my medium-sized brown bag in West Hampton at this moment, because my little bag is here. And now I have to get an Uber to bring the passport so I can go to Montreal, because I forgot that Montreal was not in America.
That is, I forget that also. And I actually looked at my passport today and was like, don't forget your passport this week. You can't do admin at all. But I will say, if you frequent my Amazon storefront, it has a bag organizer in it. So that like every time you switch bags, you're not really switching bags. Mm-hmm. You're switching the inside of it. So everything stays in one place.
Do you remember that show where like the Japanese kids were like 3 years old and they were doing like basic life admin?
Yes.
I need to be a contestant on that show. Like me versus a 3-year-old Japanese kid. Like go to USPS and mail a box.
Why are you going to Montreal today?
So tomorrow morning, oh my God, I'm doing So I'm doing this crowd work show on Wednesday called Surrounded, where you stand in the middle of a crowd.
No.
This is what happened. I had a little too many crowd work TikToks, and now they're putting me in the middle of a crowd. And guess who's also
like
on the lineup?
Like, everyone's sitting.
Everyone's sitting, and okay. I'm just in the middle. Marlon Wayans is on the lineup, though.
Wow.
From White Chicks.
Yep.
So I'm going to be, like, very nervous.
I'm already nervous. You know that I can't watch you.
And if I fart... There's nowhere
There's
for it
no
to go.
Escaping. You're
There's
not going anywhere.
There's nowhere for
anywhere.
It to go. No one's thought about that. So yeah, and then we're doing the Giggly Squad show in Montreal.
I'm so excited for that. We're in Canada.
Are you going to have Putin? Poutine?
I had it one other time, but it doesn't really count because I got it from Wendy's. Because it was my first time in Canada and I was like about to leave. And I was like, I can't leave without having it.
Says the girl who made me eat at a Margaritaville in Nashville. This is... become a pattern.
First of all, that was just a lie. Apologize. Oh, no, I did make you.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay, can you apologize for making me apologize? Anyway, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good, but I want to tell you this really funny thing that happened. I don't know if I'm becoming more introverted, like, as I get older, or if I'm just becoming more...
tired?
Just fed up. But I feel like I'm, like, more in my head than ever, like, recently. So I'm sitting on the couch last night, and I have, like, an L-shaped couch. So my head is here. My legs are this way, okay?
The only couch you should have.
Right. So Craig is – his legs are going, like, diagonal, okay? Mm-hmm. So his legs are, like, by my waist. We're not, like, lined up together. Mm-hmm. They're, like this, like, by my waist. Mm-hmm. We're watching TV. We're like, there's food. Like, we're not talking. Like, we're just like, it's a normal.
Sounds like a perfect situation.
It's like a perfect, amazing. I'm having the time of my life, honestly. Last night was the best night I've had in a long time. We're not speaking. I'm thinking of something. Like, I don't know what I'm even thinking in my head, but like, I look at his legs and I just push them off. The couch. I just push them right off. And
You're a literal cat.
And I immediately turn to him and look at him. And he looks at me and he just goes, what the fuck? And I go, I don't know. Like, I genuinely didn't think about doing that in my head. I just saw it and I had to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to get you out.
I feel like there's two types of old people.
Yeah.
There's the old person who's just like grumpy, quiet, rude, doesn't care, and you're just like, she's been through a lot, leave her alone. That's
there's no
you.
Changing her now, that's who she is.
Then there's the old person who's just saying wild shit. Right. I think that's gonna be me. Like, I have no filter. I'm just gonna say shit and you're gonna be like, grandma, you can think it.
Yes. I actually was asking a lot of, I know this is like a cliche question, but I was asking a lot of people the past weekend, like, if you got into like a brain trauma.
What?
I didn't have to make it so dark.
She's like, so I was going to people at the bar, and I was like, quick question.
If you, like, almost had no cracks.
If you were a worm.
If you had amnesia, something happened, you couldn't remember anything, and nobody told you how old you were, and you just had to guess, like, what would you guess?
That's such a good question. I'm 43.
Yeah. Some people went, like, super young to, like, 19, and I was like...
That was the guys, right?
Yeah, they're.
Guys are 19 until they turn 72, and then they're like, I think I'm 40.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, wow, you didn't have trauma of, like, dating a drug dealer at 19, like, almost getting your tongue pierced. Like, you haven't lived.
How old are you?
I had a really boring answer. I said 26.
So you're holding on to the, to the peak years?
That's when I think I peaked.
Wait, that's when we met.
Oh my god, wait, that's so cute.
I don't think you peaked.
No, I don't think I did. I peaked at 28.
I think I'm the best look I've ever been right now.
You think that at every age, though? Like, no. I feel like you've said
no,
that before.
No, I knew. I've been ugly as shit until, like, well, I got tan this summer. I'm in a very delusional, cocky state right now that
I love
I'm tan.
It. You are tan.
Thank
Your nails
you.
Look great.
No,
so
I'm
you-
very, I'm like, in a bad place right now. What? I'm intolerable.
Okay.
I fully spent like an hour planning on like if I should start a Foot OnlyFans like and do like a docu-series about it because one person, Michael Blaustein, told me that I have potential in my foot because I have a nice arch.
Let me see.
One guy.
Take your flip flop off.
Oh, that's sweaty.
You do have a high arch.
No, like, I think I've been sitting on a gold mine.
Standing, if you will.
And I think if I could figure out how to, like, make good money through, like, Feet Finder, OnlyFans, whatever.
It is so good that you've never tried drugs. Because this is, like, a cocaine conversation. You're like, I have this business idea. It's, like, this place where everyone sits and they eat. And I think it's genius.
They get to decide what they eat. And if they don't like the food.
You're like, that's a restaurant. They get to- You know me. What got you here? What got you to, like, oh, I'm going to think about this for an hour?
So I was thinking about the patriarchy. And I was thinking about the amount of women that don't realize they can make good money doing this kind of stuff off guys who have this weird foot fetish.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if I could do it first, because I'm a prude, if I could figure it out and have a system, then all the other girlies can be like, okay, Hannah did it. This is how I can do it. And then they can all start making serious money. These guys want to give us money for our feet. Why aren't we doing it? Like, men will DM me.
Yeah. Why do you get – you get so many weird –
I don't get any normal DMs.
I think it's because you used to be really big on Twitter. Like, you were
it's a strong
word. Starter in the Twitter sphere is how I think of you.
Twitter is a scary place.
Yeah. Now I think you're crushing Threads.
I actually quit Threads yesterday. I retired. Okay. Nope. Are people threading?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it since the day you made me download it.
Yeah.
And by make me, I just, like, I saw you did it, and then I was like, okay, I'll do it.
What kind of DMs do you get?
All girls. Every single DM I get is a girl. And if I get a guy DMing me, it's someone's husband asking for a happy birthday for their wife. So, like, I feel like I used to have boyfriends that would think that I lied to them, which I did, but
yeah, you did.
Just about other things. Stuff. Yeah. But I've never gotten, like, mail.
Oh, I thought you meant like literal mail.
No, like mails in my DMs.
I'm trying to find this one message that I got, and I will find it, of this man who sent me the strangest thing.
So would this be like a long form tutorial or like a short documentary?
Oh, I found it. I want it to like be like me and you sitting there, and I'm like, we just started to fiddle my fans and we're laughing, and then we start to get serious, like,
So you've written a script.
Yeah. And then okay. I immediately call up Michael and I'm like, Michael, you love feet. I basically do a Miss Congeniality for my ugly feet. Like right now, there's hair on the toes. Some people might like the hair.
Yeah.
But I have to see.
Where are you posting it?
Probably YouTube, because I don't think the big streamers would want it.
Where are you posting your feet? Where is this?
Where am I not posting my feet?
Where does the exchange happen?
That's a good question. I have to find out from Michael. Where are the foot lovers? Mm-hmm. Are they on Foot Finder? Are they on? I think OnlyFans. Well, that's the thing. I have to figure it out for the girlies.
Okay.
And then once I do, I'm going to come out with an ebook for free where the girlies can download and say, okay, these are the steps.
You're always hustling.
I'm always hustling. And then I was telling my friend, she was like, you have a full world tour.
Yeah.
Starting in September. When are you going to do this? And I said, valid point.
On tour. She's walking, she's running through airports. These feet have seen places.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe guys are into calloused feet. Maybe they like that one of my toenails is learning to love herself still because of the ski accident.
I'll do a cameo.
I feel like you're making this about you right now.
No, like I'm always thinking like, about
I have one feature that now is supposed to be pretty and you're like, oh, I'm gonna try. You're a limited two model. If you started a foot OnlyFans and it blew up over mine, I would be like, it was my one chance to be beautiful.
I'm not going to, but like, I can't wait to see your pictures.
Did you ever have a guy suck on your teeth?
My teeth?
Your toes. I'm so tired right now.
Sometimes when we do Giggly Squad, I feel like I am high.
No, I'm not okay.
Have I ever had a guy suck on my toes? No. Again, like, I don't ever get asked to do weird things. No guys DM me. I don't get asked to do weird things. I think I'm a lesbian.
Wait, you're gonna say me sending you foot pics is like when I send nudes to you?
When you send me your nudes. And they're so, like, I wish I could share them because no one would understand how artsy you are.
It's behind our paywall. We have a Giggly Squad OnlyFans of the nudes we send each other and the girlies comment. Like, okay, the lighting is so good in this. Okay, this is my last freaky DM. A guy goes, this was on TikTok.
Okay.
Hey, sorry to bug you. What do you think about the intro? I love that he's apologetic. He's already apologizing for the patriarchy.
As he should.
As he should.
Okay, I don't. So
and
far,
he knows. He's self-aware. He knows he's bugging me.
Yes,
like, this is ruining
my
day.
So far, I don't mind it.
But if you would please let me, I would explain three hard-fought reasons on why you should date me.
Okay.
I don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's bugging me. I think a couple days later, he goes, you're not even a little curious? Question mark. A couple days later, he goes, fine. I'll give them to the abyss here. One, I do stand-up comedy as well. Red flag. Two, I'm a chef with good health insurance.
A chef? Red flag.
True, red flag.
What? Yeah, literally. You're only wearing the merch.
Three, on the side of these two gigs, if a man has more than two gigs...
He lives in his mom's basement. He's a drug dealer. Two separate gigs? No. Get one big gig.
If I'm a podcaster, stand-up, and foot model, I can do it. Because women are multifaceted.
That's different. We're in STEM.
Yeah, we're in STEM.
I heard someone talking about STEM the other day, and I literally turned to Craig, and I was like, I think they're, like, stealing mine and Hannah's joke. And Craig goes, I think they're actually talking about STEM, actually. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I, like, forgot it was, like, a real thing. I thought we, like, came up with the whole thing.
Someone yelled woman in STEM at my show last week. I've been saying women in the arts a lot.
Mm.
Three, on the side of these two gigs, I work as a tantric masseuse educating women on how to orgasm.
Immediate ick.
Do what you want with this information.
No, I do give, like, guys a lot of credit, though, for...
Give me his full resume.
Yeah, like... For just, like, sending an outlandish message like that. You know, like, did they stop? Were they – I like to think of, like, when they're in the moment of doing it. Like, was there something else written and they deleted it and they're like, no, it's too much.
The most fucked up
thing – Like, did they check their grammar?
You have to know what your audience is.
Mm.
Like, that gave us so many icks. If he was just like, hey, I'm 6'7".
Yeah.
That would have done so much more than your whole resume. Also, why are you assuming that I don't know how to orgasm? So anyway, this is what women have to deal with on a daily basis, which is why I'm turning to feet.
Well, keep me...
In the loop.
Yeah, keep me in the loop.
In the sandal loop.
For what's happening with your feet and, like, where you're going to sell it, what you're going to do.
I'm just about, like, maximizing my potential on this planet, and I feel like it's just an untapped revenue source.
I would love to know people that, like, want to do it, the reasons they're not doing it. Like, is it just because, like, if someone found out, it's, like, you would get made fun of, or, like, it's too, like, it's embarrassing?
That's a foot police. I think it's the least embarrassing.
I love that you wrote in the notes, my feet.
You know how Jennifer Lopez had, there was like a rumor that both of her butt cheeks were insured for like millions of dollars?
I've never heard that rumor, but that's amazing.
I might have just made it up.
Yeah.
But like that's what
I feel
on
like
my
I've
feet.
Heard like models' legs have, like Heidi Klum's legs were insured.
Do you think it's an ick for a guy to have a best friend? Like he goes, that's my best friend.
I actually don't know. I don't think so.
Chris, do you have a best friend?
Yes.
See, I got the ick.
See, I actually think it's like so cute. Like there's something about two guys hanging out with each other that's non-sexual. Like that's not like a sexual act.
Yeah.
But when I see two guys like walking down the street hanging out with each other, I find it like arousing. Like it's like when they... I told you it was going to be...
You guys know the difference between, like, best friend and boyfriend, right?
Let me explain myself better. When guys, like, dap up, we love a dap. We love that. Like, they're saying hi to each other. I like when they sit and, like, are talking to each other and laughing with each other. Mm-hmm. I like to watch male camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, how I would explain it. So, no, I don't find it to be an ick. I find it to be an ick.
Do you say, like, this is my best friend?
No.
In your head, you're like, my best friend just texted me.
Yeah. I get all giddy about it.
Like, when she asked, do you have a best friend, whose name popped into your head
first? What's
his name? Pat.
Do you live with him?
No.
Because sometimes I feel like guys, like, make their roommate their best friend, where I feel...
It's situational?
Yeah, it's situational.
What do you like the most about Pat?
It's funny.
Men are so simple. I actually almost choked one of my male friends to death this last week, because he ran into someone in my life that, like, the tea was piping hot.
Yeah.
Like, I was like... He was like, they were talking about you and I was standing there. And I was like, oh my, please tell me you got a microphone. Yeah, you like turned down the air conditioning.
If that was a girl, she would have texted you in moment being like, wait till I fucking tell you what's happening to me.
And we were right in a 2-hour car ride and yeah. I was like, get the popcorn. I'm ready to fucking go. And yeah. he was like, yeah, they brought you up. And I was like, yep, they said, what did they say? What did they say? Start from the beginning. And he was like, yeah, they were like, it's, yeah. And I was like, no, from the beginning.
Women should never be condemned for gossiping. We literally gossip because we're smarter, because we can remember more things. Guys just can't gossip because they can't remember shit.
He basically was like, yeah, he was like, it's really funny how Hannah da-da-da-da-da. And I go, okay, that's good information. How did that start?
Let's circle back to the da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
And let's elaborate
on
it.
Let's elaborate. And I'm like, and I want to know the energy in the room. I want to know, like,
facing you? Did yes. he bring me up first? Yes. Did you bring
when
it up?
When the other person was talking, was he, like, fidgeting?
Yeah.
Was
he smiling when he was saying it? Did he say it in a different tone?
I do have to say, when I gossip, I will add to the story. Like,
you're gonna make it better.
I'm enhancing it. Yeah. I'm making it an incredible story.
Natural born storyteller.
And I will come up with a thesis and conclusion based on what happened, being like, so overall, he's obsessed with you. It was embarrassing. Everyone around was like, this man can't stop talking about her. Everyone got weird. So I will add those things that possibly aren't healthy.
I don't talk shit. I tell a story. I entertain people.
No, when I like FaceTime you with something to say, I don't just tell you what happened. I'm giving you a play. I'm a playwright. Setting the scene.
I gossip so hard with my mom, so hard that we'll circle back and she'll be like, and now what was everyone wearing during it? And I'm like, girl, if you have another hour, I will tell you.
No, Des will get so annoyed with me because I'll have a good story for him and I go, okay. Because I need to add tension to the story. You can't just tell them what happened.
You have to build it.
And he goes, I don't need the details. And it's literally like men watching porn. You know how they fast forward to just the cum shot? I don't want the cum shot. I want to know, was she nervous? How long did it take her to take her bra off?
Gossiping is basically sex. If there's no foreplay, it's not going to work.
Put some lube in it before you dry finger fuck me, okay? So this guy literally was like, yeah, he said this about you. And I was like, I could not get any details out of this man. And he said, I realized that's just men.
Yeah. Like, my favorite sentence for one of my girlfriends to say is, oh, and I forgot this. Like, when I hear, oh, and I forgot this, I get wet. Like, I literally...
When I call Paige for gossip, first I let her do the initial, like, what comes to mind. Yes. Then I let her sit, and things start coming out of a dark, dark abyss from her past that she's suppressed.
I feel like I'm on ayahuasca, and I'm purging everything into my body. Do you remember the one time Hannah and I were in, I don't know what city we were in. We were getting our hair and makeup done for Giggly Squad show. And we had not seen each other in not that long, but in girl world, quite long. Like, it was maybe 2 weeks, but that's like.
We changed as people.
That's years in guy world.
How many traumas could you have in 2 weeks? A lot.
7 menti bees in just like straight. And we're talking so hard at each other that I, like, gasped for air at one time. And the makeup artist was not only shook, but she started having heart palpitations. She was like, I am nervous for whoever you're talking about. Because she doesn't realize you guys fucking hate her. And Hannah goes, oh, no, we've never met her.
I'm sweating. She's like, I can't even put makeup on you right now because you're sweating profusely during this gossip sesh. But this is the crazy thing.
Gossiping is an extreme sport, and I'll never apologize for it.
It's like after a date. Like, I don't want to know what happened. I want to know the meaning behind it, how it changed your life path, how it changed his life path. Men will literally be like, it was good.
Yeah, like, it was fine.
My worst situation is when Des gets gossip about other people.
Yeah.
Which is pure just like... good father.
Fodder. A good father.
Zaddy. And he'll be like, yeah. I'm like, is he still with his girlfriend? And he'll be like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm like, you played 18 holes of golf. The first hole of golf I'm playing with a girl, I know her
dating history.
Her dating history.
What her sign is. If what she's his ovulating. Sign is. Did she do the filter on TikTok? What did that say? Are you guys compatible?
If she's getting along with everyone in her family, how her family's doing, if her brother's still with his girl. You don't even know if he's with his girlfriend.
No. It's insane.
But that's the question. What do they talk about?
I don't know what guys talk about. Well, while they're golfing, I feel like is a very specific time, like when they talk about things.
One thing they do when golfing is they'll be like, yeah, we talk about like dude stuff. We do like dirty jokes. And I'm like, what joke is so dirty?
you can't say in front of me.
It's just like dude stuff. I'm like, oh, you're talking about like fucking chicks and you're all old and married. That's fun. That's cool. Also, I'm so much grosser than every old man on the golf course.
I say way dirtier things. Sometimes I'll say something like so dirty that Craig will literally be like, oh, like the met, like, why would you say
but
that?
But you low key like making him uncomfy.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. He gets uncomfortable sometimes if I say fuck in just like too aggressive of a tone. He's like, oh my God, harsh. Oh my God, wait, I didn't tell you this. So I am just like living my life in my apartment. I'm living, you know?
It's living.
And I get an email that my, like, storage unit that I have in my apartment, like, in, like, where my trash area is. Mm-hmm. I have, like, a storage unit. And I get an alert that, like, my payment is due on it. So, I pay my...
So, you have crap in there?
Yeah, I have stuff
good
in there.
Good for you.
So, I, like, pay my storage unit, and I'm like, oh, it looks like they double-charged me. Like, let me email the guy and just, like, make sure...
Okay, admin queen.
Literally. Just, like, such an adult. So, I email the guy... Because I'm like, oh, let me just like double check on this that they're not double charging me. I was in fact wrong. They weren't double charging me. But, you know, just better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm emailing with the guy, whatever. Later in that week, I get an email from my building saying, like, if you haven't said like what storage unit is yours, like we're putting locks on them, we're clearing them all out, and like everything's gone by Monday. But I had already like been emailing with the guy. He knew which number my storage unit was. Like, I didn't think that I was one of those people, right? Another week goes by. I have to go into my storage unit because I keep extra hangers in there when I'm not using them.
How big is the storage unit? Like, could a body fit?
A couple of them. Good. Yeah. Okay, but continue. It's like a cage. Like, you can like see through. It's like a cage. People keep their bikes in there. I keep my winter clothes.
That's smart.
My ski aesthetic.
Yeah, that's your ski gear.
My ski gear.
Which is a lot. How many accessories do you need to fall down a mountain?
You can thrift in my my storage unit, okay? So I go in there the one day and I notice that there is an extra lock on my lock or on my storage unit. And I, for whatever reason, I'm infuriated. Mm-hmm. Like, I get so fucking mad. I email them and I'm like, hey, there's a lock on my storage unit. Everyone's like away for 4th of July. I'm like, it's an emergency.
I need my ski gear in August ASAP.
It wasn't an emergency, but I was mad that I was like,
that's. If I'm going to pay double for my storage unit.
So I'm telling my dad this story.
Oh, you got your parents involved?
And I'm livid. I'm fucking livid telling this story. And he's like, oh my God, you sound like me. Calm down. Your ski stuff is in there. You don't need anything. And I go, it's the point. And I go, so you know what I do? You know what I did, Dad? And he was like, what? And I go, I bought bolt cutters and I cut it off.
Wait. You psychopath.
He goes, you're a fucking psycho.
Did you get it on Amazon?
Yes.
Is it on your Amazon storefront?
No, but I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it in accessories.
Help. What does a bolt cutter look like?
It's my new favorite toy, and I'm going to start cutting everything. If you piss me off, I will fucking bolt cut your neck off.
Wait. So it comes in. And
it comes. It's heavy. It was heavy. Craig was like, what is this? He's like, those are my bolt cutters. He was like, what possible reason? I go, don't worry about it. I'm in there. Snaps right off. I had the thought, like, should I do the person next to me? Just help them out? I go, nah. What if they really didn't pay for their storage unit? Fuck those people.
Wait.
Got right in there. Got my hangers. What about my day? I felt like Tony Soprano.
I'm terrified of you.
Yeah. People should be.
Did you put it in the storage unit just to keep it if you need it?
No, it's in my hall closet in case I ever, if anyone is ever in danger, come to my apartment.
I just envisioned you just for fun stealing bikes outside.
I just turned into like the New York City menace. And
the
I'm
New
just
York City bolt cutter.
Like, you get a citizen's app alert, and it's like, petite woman wielding a bolt cutter. on 37th Street.
Hide your bike, hide your wife.
Pages on the loose. I don't know what possessed me, but it was my first thought too, which is actually so scary. My first thought was, fuck it, I'll buy a bolt cutter.
Did you not have that one moment where you were trying to be Indiana Jones and you tried to guess what the lock was? Like,
never. Oh, I would never. I couldn't even do it in high school. I knew the combination. I still couldn't fucking do it.
Do you still have nightmares not being able to open your combination lock?
Yes, I could
lock
never do it. And I was next to the same girl all 4 years, Deanna, and she was like, are you ever going to fucking figure out? I used to not lock it. No one's stealing my fucking Uggs.
Do you remember when they told you, like, you go one way, then you have to go twice the other way, and you're like, this is going to be a problem?
I was like, I didn't pass year one algebra. You fucking think I can figure this out? I'm born to be a podcaster. I'm not Albert Einstein.
No, I have those nightmares all the time. Oh, just admin.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold, summer is too much pressure, but spring just, I love doing spring cleaning, I love getting rid of things, I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that. Because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women. So let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
What do you think about...
Should we get into front page news?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
I mean, there's a lot going on.
What do you think about...
Ariana Grande?
Oh. Okay, this is, I'm not.
Don't
I'm,
judge.
I'm not. You are no, not I'm one to judge. Not. I'm going to preface this with, I'm not being mean.
Which means you're about to be so fucking mean right now.
Wait, let me get this out. You know when they say that when people get like a dog, they end up like looking like their dog or like looking like their animal?
Yeah.
Why is Ariana doing that with her boyfriends? Like, there was a picture of them standing next to each other and like she looks like a natural born redhead. Like she, with her like really blonde hair and like really pale skin.
Is that for the movie or is she going through something?
I don't know.
Is she anemic? It might,
oh, she's playing
Wicked. I just haven't seen Wicked.
Well,
Chris, does the princess in Wicked have to have blonde
hair?
There's
no princess. Guys, come on. It's Wicked is
the witch.
No, fucking Dorothy. Like the two Wicked Witch of the East, yes. Witch of Wicked yes. Witch of the West.
Is she Dorothy?
She's Glenda. So oh, nice one.
I missed it.
Did you not watch
it? I never saw it.
You've never seen The Wizard of Oz?
No, I saw The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, it's basically that, but like about the witches.
Don't mansplain
well,
this to
I'm
me.
Well, I'm just like, I'm. Did you have a choice? I'll get Lenore on the phone.
Do you know how hard it is to get Broadway tickets to Wicked?
I went for my 16th birthday. Let me tell you, one of the best naps I've ever taken in my fucking life.
Do you know who would love Wicked? Craig.
Craig.
Okay.
Such an ick. I hate musicals.
So I'm going to take a different stance on this.
Okay.
When I saw this man's photo, mm-hmm. I thought, obviously. Because if you actually think about it, Mac Miller, him, Pete Davidson, she loves a non-traditionally hot guy.
This guy, again, I'm not being mean. This guy isn't not traditionally hot. This man's not hot.
Can I throw you under the bus for a second?
Sure.
Paige once was hooking up with a guy.
Don't even.
Who she told we cannot be seen out in public.
I never said that to his face. I would never say that to a person.
This guy was so good in bed, but he was so difficult to look at. I said, you don't know me in public. We will leave in different entrances of the hotel.
That's not true. I did go out with him a lot in public.
But you didn't let him, like,
walk
hold
next
your
to
hand.
Me.
That's honestly that, hot,
you're,
though.
You're embellishing it. It was. It was, like,
a secret affair.
Yeah, it was whatever.
So I, first of all, I think we're not factoring in the guy's personality. And then a girl did say on TikTok, and I wish I could credit her. I forgot. Some comedian girl said, I was not in a school, like, singing play. Have you been in a school singing musical play?
I have, actually, in, like, middle school. But no.
Were you good?
No.
Could you sing?
No.
Who casted you? I mean, what were you cast as?
I'm going to be honest. There was one girl in our class that could sing really, really good. And she was like always singing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I could sing too. And so then I made my mom get me singing lessons for 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, my mom was like.
Hey. My mom's a legit singer. Got me singing lessons. And
my mom was like, you think we're done with this? We're probably done with this now, right?
After my first lesson, the woman checked herself into rehab. Was never the same.
She's never seen again.
I remember the feedback was, she moves her head really weird when she's singing. Not even a note on my voice. She was like, why? Because I thought to go high, you had to like lift your head up. But to go low, you had to lift your head down. I was 17. Anyway, the girl on TikTok, she goes, if you've never been in musical theater, you never know the feeling of the one straight guy in the play who can sing.
So I don't wanna.
But she's trying to say that when you're in a play, it gets very intense. And then yeah. There's like one straight dude. And you're just like,
he's it.
It's like an office crush.
Yes.
Like, he could literally be disgusting, yeah. But he's the only guy in the office with potential.
If you – that is such a good, like, PSA. If you have an office crush and you're literally about to risk it all for mm-hmm. this office crush, mm-hmm. I highly, mm-hmm. highly recommend going out into the wild.
Yes.
With this man.
Yes.
This happened to me my first office job. I found the one straight guy yep. in our office. Yep. And I, like, had a boyfriend at the time. And I was like, do I love this fucking guy?
No, I had
He works in the mailroom. He is from California. I think he's my husband. I went out with this man one time into the wild for 20 minutes. And I was like,
no. There was this one guy at my sales job, and all the sales guys were, like, cocky. They were, like, good-looking, but, like, I was sick of them. Yeah. And there was this one guy who worked in marketing who was so shy. He was, like, 6'6" or something.
Yeah.
He had a lazy eye, but I like lazy eyes. And he would go and get water, like, right behind me. So, obviously, I was like, oh, he's thirsty again. And he would ignore me so much, like, so shy, ignored me. And all these sales guys were so chatty. So the one guy who ignored me.
We do that a lot. If he's ignoring you, we're like, no, he's just so shy.
When I found out he had a girlfriend, it was like my world was over.
Yeah.
I was.
You're like, how could he do this to us?
How could he do this to me?
Yeah.
I didn't want to go to work. Because it gives you a purpose. Work crush gives you a purpose.
That happens to me in airports when I, like, spot my husband. Yeah. And I'm like, that's him.
Yeah.
And then, like, his wife will walk over and I'm like, are you kidding? I'm like, oh, you sent her.
How could you do this to me?
She was getting you snacks. Fuck that bitch.
I'm never going to recover from this. Yeah. And I would put it up in my mind, like, for the one interaction a day with him. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, what is it going to be? What are we going to do? What is it going to be? And it was always me being like, hey. And he'd be like, what's up? And then he'd walk away and I'd be like, that went well. Now let's replay it in our brain 400 times to be like, how well was it? How well was it? And then I would find random excuses just to walk by.
Yeah.
And I would say something stupid to one of his friends. And then it was fun.
I will say through this whole ordeal, I do feel a little bit bad for Dalton.
I don't.
No.
Dalton said he didn't realize how famous she was.
Did he actually say that, though?
Oh, you're saying the media lies?
Yeah.
You're saying the tabloids lie. Take your box cutter and just rip them all to shreds. My thing with Ariana is I think she would agree if she was here, mm-hmm. as we would agree with our lives. She has horrible taste in men.
Yeah.
Horrible taste in men because if you think about it, white rappers, male comedians, mm-hmm. and the one straight guy in the musical theater play, that's a trifecta.
I know that.
Because I had a crush on every white rapper, and they are not okay.
Yeah, no.
They're not okay.
Can we talk about Jack Harlow basically subliminally messaging me on Instagram over the weekend?
Okay, this is a PSA for Jack Harlow.
The amount of gigglers that sent me, first of all, this is why they're the best, sent me his Instagram story of Meadow Soprano. Not mm-hmm. only were they complimenting me, saying, like, this is basically you, mm-hmm. which, like, I'll take that all day long, mm-hmm. but also that his type is me.
We've been manifesting this for probably, like, 3 years now.
Yeah, and I'm scared that, like, in 4 months it's going to come out that, like, Jack Harlow, like, peas on people or something. Like, something
oh,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That, like, I just won't be able to recover from.
Well, now you're, this is just anxiety speaking. Let's live in the moment.
Okay.
He literally posts that he wants a girl like Meadow Soprano.
Yeah.
Who we're friends with.
Yes.
And she thinks you're funny.
Yeah.
Which means that he's
should
gonna
I have her DM him?
Oh, my God. She should be like, hey, thank you for the post. I highly recommend my girly.
Yep. Jack, what do we say to Craig?
Craig is busy.
Craig can come.
Craig can come. I will distract him with a tennis text. I'll be like, did you see the random tournament going on the tennis channel right now?
There was some random article that it was like, oh, like he came out as Polly after they got married. And it was like, no.
He cheated.
Yeah. He cheated and you found out about it. And now he's like, let's also make this my girlfriend. Like, no.
Okay, but with Ariana Grande, people have to understand, she likes an ugly, hot dude. Rest in peace.
She has
a type,
yeah.
She has a type.
Like, her husband, I think
he was cute.
He's cute.
He was cute.
I know, I really, like, I wanted Pete to get back in there.
I don't know, I feel like Pete is in rehab.
Yeah, he's on his own journey.
He needs to, like, focus on
himself.
So then, more flirting in the celebrity worlds.
Tom and Irina. I tend to think, like, if it's on page six.
It's not true.
Like, is this, like, why would they be doing that? Because, like, if he wanted her to sleep at his house and he didn't want anyone to know, like, they would be able to finagle that. Like,
yeah.
And it's the same weekend that it's Giselle's birthday.
That is a fucked up finagle.
Like, I feel
I'd
like he
heard.
Just did, like, did that on purpose almost. Not, like, slept with Irina on purpose, like, yeah. But let those pictures out on purpose.
I kind of it's so crazy to see how celebrities fight. Like, yeah. Normal people will be like, oh, on his birthday, I'm going to post a photo of, like, me with a guy.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I'm going to be on page 6 yeah. with my
I'm
dick gonna out.
I'm going to have everyone talking about it.
Irina was with Bradley Cooper.
Yes, they have a baby together.
Is Bradley okay? Has anyone checked on him lately?
I don't know. I feel like he's so low-key.
Yeah. He's good at staying out of the limelight.
I love him, too. I'm just scared to publicly love anyone because yeah. it's either, like, they want to eat you, murder you, or you have to wear, like, your snowsuit when you're surfing or –
Has
like,
there been any updates on Jonah or is it – did it kind of get quiet?
I think it's getting quiet. I think he's doing the best thing for PR right now and he's just
– Do you think he's going to just reemerge with a movie?
I think he's going to reemerge the way, like, remember we forgot all about, like, Adam Levine cheating on his pregnant wife and then wanting to name the unborn child his mistress's name? Adam Levine's, like, probably on tour.
Like, he definitely yeah. is on tour.
Probably brought the girlfriend, you know? Like, and we're just like, yeah, it's just men. He came out as Polly. Let him live.
I feel like Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara could be fun. No, he couldn't handle that.
No.
She has too much personality.
Yeah, she's too much of, like, a star in her own right, I feel like.
Yeah.
Not that, like, Irina isn't. Like, she's a famous model. Like, yeah. yeah.
I love I mean, I've talking never... about them like we know all of them really closely.
I feel like if I did meet Sophia, though, we would be friends.
I agree. I also think it's kind of sad when they were posting articles saying, like, Sophia and what's his name?
Joe.
Joe Manigato. What is it? Joe Santagato.
I can never say it. Joe.
Chris, what is it?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Joe Man.
Manly
Whatever.
Man. Joe Manly Man. I think
Maganello?
They were saying how they're always fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
But they look so good on red carpets.
They're such a hot couple.
They're so hot, but that's why maybe Ariana's right. Don't go for the hot guy. Go for the ugly one who can sing.
Whenever you think something's wrong in your relationship, just remember there's a really hot couple out there not fucking.
True. Because they actually realize they don't like each other as people.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing going around? Everyone's sending it to us about like the couple that posts the most photos of themselves hate each other.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm like, we knew it. We've yeah. known it. I didn't need a meme to tell me.
Just look through your friends that you graduated high school with. They'll tell you. We didn't do anything scientific. We just kept our eyes open.
Whenever your relationship's going badly, just stop posting about them. So now people reverse psychology.
Yeah.
So people think that your relationship's going well.
We're smart.
We're smart. And then maybe you'll trick people. Gigi Hadid was arrested for weed, for doing weed. Did it make you like her more?
My mom DM'd it to me. Like the Us Weekly headline. See? See?
This is why I'm always upset whenever you're traveling with your DH bags and your pens and your Sharpies.
If you would just stop that. I don't know why you need that.
No, I'm petrified. And she also was overseas.
Yeah, I know. She was in like an island. She was in like Cayman Islands.
Okay.
It's not like she was like in... I was going to say Russia, but I feel like too soon.
No, I know.
I feel like you can't say the word Russia.
No. I said Putin in the beginning.
Yeah. We're getting heavily political.
This is a really political place.
Yeah, no, like I'm not going to bring it to Canada because I'm like scared. I feel like you can smoke weed in Canada though.
I feel like you should look that up before you assume things.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I feel like you're very pretty privileged with your weed smoking.
Okay.
You're like, I'm cute though.
In the moment in Spain, I did have like a fucked up thought in my head where I was like, they're not gonna arrest me.
I'm adorable.
I'm like, look at this cute little bag. Oh my God, one weed pen, throw it out. Like, I'm. Chuck it. I don't need it.
You're like, I just get giggly.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, sorry. What am I going to eat? Too many freshly baked cookies on the plane ride home? My bad. Oh, I'm going to sleep through the entire 8-hour flight? Let me live.
Okay, we posted this video that did go viral on TikTok of us talking about the best connections.
We did?
Yeah, it has like 3 million views.
Oh my God.
Best connections is when the mom
hates their son.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I recently was looking through the comments, even though I said I don't look at comments, but these comments were fire.
Yeah.
Of girls saying things that happened. Someone said, you're so much smarter than me at your age. He's just like his dad and I stayed for 20 years.
Oh my God. That's like a double whammy. She's like, take me with you.
My ex's mom told me you can forget him, but you can't forget me. Every now and then you get a text from a mom and you're like, hope you're doing well, Stacey.
Yeah. Wait, I feel like I'm gonna be that mom. Like, I feel like I will. There's gonna be like a few where I'm like,
for the girlies.
Yeah, I'm like, I did really like her. I'm just gonna make sure she's doing well.
That's so funny.
I like that.
This one person said the first time I broke up with my ex, I guess multiple times, his mom said, you need to go find richer and older.
Yeah. Smart. So fucking smart.
My ex's mom looked me dead in the eyes and said, you'll always do more work in this relationship than he will. Hope Susan's doing okay, heart. The whole family asked me why I was with him. Should have known then, LOL.
I one time had a mom like overly thank me for being with her son, and that also freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out, yeah, they were trying to get me into some weird cult or something. Not really, but like just like in their family.
Some boyfriends are just like your own little cults.
Yeah. And it was like, she was like, we're so happy you're here and we're so happy you're spending the night. And I got an Uber.
You need a condom.
I literally got an Uber home like later in like in the middle of the night because I was like, something doesn't feel right. And I made something up like from Long Island to New York. I was like, I gotta go.
I told you once a mom was like, my advice for you is keep him on his toes. I was like, are you saying to cheat on him? Imagine the mom, like, I was gonna marry this man, and she was like, keep him on his toes. Like, what?
She's like, have another boyfriend.
What?
Up until the wedding.
What does that mean? Like, he's gonna get bored with me just like being myself?
Basically.
His parents showed up to my house and told me to end the engagement, real ones.
Wow.
My ex's mom literally cried in my arms because of his behavior, and I stayed for 3 years. Run when the mom gives you clues. Wow.
Yeah, you literally just have to like look at the mom's life and see. You also, I think a really big thing is seeing how your boyfriend or your significant other treats their mom.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's so how, like, I feel like he treats his wife.
But I also think when a guy is overly obsessed with his mom, that's equally as annoying.
I mean, just like being polite. Like,
yes. Oh,
like I
yeah.
will say, one of the first things I noticed about Craig is like he's always like worried. Like, is his mom comfortable? Does his mom like is his mom gonna have something to eat? Like, does she like? And that like,
yeah. If a guy's on the phone and he tells his mom to shut up, it's like
it's funny, but like, don't do it.
Then this person said, my ex's dad told me I could do better. That's next level.
Yeah.
To break bro code.
Because dads have no idea what's going on.
No idea what's going on at all.
Like, I feel like none of my boyfriend's dads
He's like,
name.
Look, I don't know what your name is, but I like you.
I feel like I've seen you around here a few times. Are you having fun? Do you like it? Is everything okay?
My mom would need to know like in-depth things about the relationship and how I felt and what we'd do. And my dad would do this thing called Boyfriend Olympics. Did I tell you that before?
No.
When a guy would visit Shelter Island, he'd meet my mom. They'd have like a long talk. And then my dad'd be outside just like holding a bat. And he'd be like, you ready for the Boyfriend Olympics? And they'd have to throw footballs with him. He'd have to see their arm. He'd have to do like a little like baseball like home run derby.
Your boyfriends were like him scheduling a play date.
Literally. But he was like, it was the Olympics, like he was rating them, like he was writing it down, their vertical leap. Because he was like, I'm not having some weak-ass dude marry my daughter because we want to have Division
You're breeding
One.
Athletes. We're
breeding athletes. So the guy could literally be a serial killer, but he'd be like, he got an arm on him.
Yeah.
And then one guy like...
You're like, Dad, he smokes meth in the basement. You're like, he's like, but have you seen a swing?
Was very funny, but couldn't hold a plank. And my dad was like, couldn't get over
it. Your dad got the ick.
My dad literally got the ick. He was like trying to throw a ball with him and he got too close. And my dad was like, I'm over this man. If my dad can't play golf with him, my dad thinks I'm getting boyfriends to play games with him. And I don't think that's healthy.
No, but I love that your dad got the ick.
Yeah. Parents can get the ick too.
Anyway, are you watching?
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Watching anything?
I'm watching Love Island, and I'm going to be honest.
Oh.
I get so excited for the summer session of Love Island, and I hate – there's – I'm not vibing.
Is this the British one?
Yeah. It's UK. It's prime time. They're in Spain. It's in the summer. I'm like, it's almost over, and I haven't felt an emotional connection to anyone. And I'm real. We did Casa Amor. We did the whole thing. Like, they're coupled up.
What's the problem? Do you think it's just casting? Do you think people are too into, like, being famous and from Love Island?
No, I don't even think that. I'm just, like, not invested in anyone's relationship. Like, I don't think anyone truly, truly is, like, obsessed with each other. And, like, Molly Mae and Tommy Fury just got engaged.
Yeah, they're, like...
So, like, it's possible. And I'm just not vibing with anyone.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I did fall asleep during a very intense documentary on Amazon of Ted Bundy's...
You
long time girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Talking about how, like, they fell in love.
Is she still alive?
Yes. And it's from the perspective of the women, which is important.
Yeah.
She was with him for years before the killing started.
Okay. So she wasn't with him while he was, like, being a serial killer.
No, she was with him beforehand when he was just,
like a normal guy.
She did say that he liked to lie a lot. And that he would steal things a lot. Like, he'd, like, steal a stapler. And she'd be like, why'd you steal that? But he was, like, really smart, really charming. Everyone loved him. But she'd be like, did you need the salt shaker from that restaurant?
Wait, it's kind of hilarious.
But, like, we all know someone who does that. Like, I had a friend who would do that shit all the time.
Really?
She thought it was so funny. I'd be like, why'd you take the cup? And she's like, isn't it fun? Isn't it a cool cup? And I'm like, okay.
Wait, oh my God. Is that, like, a sign of...
It was, like, something about how, like, they liked getting away with shit.
Okay.
And he liked feeling smarter than people. I just don't know how you got from, like, stealing a salt shaker to, like, murdering people.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a leap and a reach.
Yeah. You could have done other things.
But it was funny because they were, like, really in love. And then she was like, then you start acting weird one day. And that's when you tell your friend, like, he's fine.
He's so busy. Work's been really tough, and so he's just, like, been a little depressed. And he did – I know he had to get a haircut yesterday, so he's probably, like, busy with that.
Then he was on the phone with his mom and all that stuff.
I had a girlfriend who was, like – one time we went out to dinner, and she's, like, telling me all this stuff about her boyfriend. And she's, like, yeah, and, like, he's just, like – he works in finance, and so he's up, like, really late at night. And so, like, he needs things to, like, keep him up. And she's, like, talking. And I go, babe, I think he's a drug addict. She's She's like, no. He's not doing it. Like, we're not, like, going out and he's doing it. Like, he's doing it at home. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
I'm like, okay.
She goes, no, he's doing it alone by himself in the morning. No one's getting hurt. He's not addicted. It's his drug of choice to wake up.
Oh, so
full circle from how we can elaborate stories as girls and guys just don't. We can elaborate the worst possible boyfriend situation to be like, he's amazing.
She's like, but he loves me so much. He's like always talking to me. I'm like, yeah. Because he's literally coked up. He's chatting.
This girl, Sabrina Breyer, did the funniest video. I just had her on Burning in Hell, actually, where she goes, that one boyfriend who, like, really sucks.
Yeah.
But you know when you're, like, so excited to show your friends this boyfriend and he shows up and he's on his phone the whole time?
Yeah.
And you're like, babe, and you try to have, like, a little banter in front of your friends mm-hmm. and he's, like, not doing
and
it.
And you're like, that's so us.
That's so us.
He and just ignores me so and, silly. Like, I laugh about it.
And you're, like,
it.
Looking at your friends, you're like, he's so hot, right? And he's literally, like, Googling, like, how to break up with my girlfriend. And then you leave and he's like, yeah. I don't want to do that ever again. You're like, oh my God, it's okay. It was so annoying to make you hang out with my friends for 45 minutes. That was so annoying.
You're like,
of me.
They're the worst, right? You get in the car and you're like, she's annoying. I know, I told
no,
you.
I need to end my friendships with all of them. You're so right.
I really want to see the Barbie movie.
Oh my God, we totally forgot.
Just go see
I don't know
it.
If I'm allowed to say this, but I'm gonna say it because I'm naughty. Dez is, like, really good friends with Cillian Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, crazy.
Yeah, this is it. Like, this movie's put him on
He went to college with him and did acting with him. Like, they were in, like, the acting club.
Wow. Does he know that you forgot your passport in West Hampton?
The amazing thing about Dez is that he's as forgetful as me. So this is, like, just a day in our life.
Part of the course.
Like, I hate when people get mad at you for making a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow he'll call me and be like, oh, my God, my wallet is in the ocean. And I'll be like, okay, babe.
Babe, you're so silly. See, I feel like I have beaten Craig down so much that, like, when we're at the elevator and he's like, he actually, like, it's like,
I don't need my phone. I don't need it. I actually didn't want to bring my
phone.
I'm
the mom where he's like, mom, I have a project due tomorrow and I, like, didn't get any, like, markers for it and you got to take me to CVS. And it's like 9 p.m. Like, I'm that mom. I'm like, really?
See, Des and I will be, like, driving for an hour and he'll be like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, turn the car around. I probably forgot something too. We're so bad.
You're like, actually, I should do a sweep also.
So I had a hot take on Barbie. And this is, I like having hot takes with no research involved.
Okay.
I have not seen the Barbie movie.
Right.
It's supposed to be, like, very feminist. I think it's done so much marketing. Like, there hasn't even one conversation about how Barbie made you feel like you couldn't have one labia.
Well, she didn't have.
I know.
Right.
So, like, you're fucking, you know, scissoring your Barbie dolls and you're like, why are these girls, why do their legs look like that? And then.
Were you a Barbie girl?
I got
living in a Barbie world.
I got Barbies.
Yeah.
I definitely played with. I wasn't one that was like burning their heads on fire. Like,
yeah.
That, people should look into. I wonder where those people are now. The ones who would like cut all the hair and like marker.
Yeah, and like I feel like girls would like brag about that back in the day, and they're like, "I cut off all my Barbie's hair." And
I'm yeah.
Like, that's weird. Like, you're. Mom, I don't want to play here anymore.
Like, okay, Ted Bundy. You walk in and all the Barbie dolls are on stakes.
Yeah, I was not
Their
a Barbie
heads are
girl.
On stakes. Yeah. Oh, you weren't?
No, I actually thought Barbie was stupid. Like, I didn't get how people played Barbies.
I was more Beanie Babies.
Okay.
Like a collector. I was an art collector at a young age of Beanie Babies.
You're like, how can I sell these? Yeah. I didn't really play
with them. I just had like piles of them.
Yeah.
I also had those little horses. I'm not
really?
A horse girl, but I had those, I think.
My Little Pony?
Yeah. And then I had the like fairy that you like pull the thing and she like flies and like breaks everything in the house.
Were you a Polly Pocket girl?
Maybe. I did get an American Girl doll at one point that, like, looked
like
me.
I was, like, a true baby doll girl. Like, I wanted.
Which is so funny because you hate babies.
I know. I wanted my baby. They were mine. I felt like I had a cult. Like, these were my
babies. Did you, like, wake up in the morning like, oh, my God, my baby needs to nurse?
Yeah. I would wake up and be like, this is my child.
I killed Tamagotchis.
And, like, my mom wouldn't take that seriously, that was my child. And, like. She needed to come. She needed to
That's what
to,
I
like,
tell Des about Butter.
Stroller.
I'm like, this is my child.
Yeah.
Like, I birthed her. I would like to see a study of, like, girls, what they decide to play with at a young age and where they are now.
Yeah.
But there is a huge discrepancy of girls just not being gifted Legos as kids.
Yeah.
And if more girls were gifted Legos, they might be more into STEM.
See, I actually, not to get super feminist on Giggly Squad, but I had a brother. So, like, I had access to all of his toys as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything was navy blue,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want, like, get it away from
me. Yes, true.
Like, so there were Legos, there were blocks, there were video games, there was trucks, and I would kick them.
What if it was a pink Lego?
I didn't want it. Get it out of my school, my mm-hmm. fake school here. Like, we're, I'm teaching.
That's
here.
The thing. I was like, I don't need to play with dolls. I am the main character. Like, yeah. I told everyone to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm teaching a lesson right now. I told my own Nana. I said, Nana, you talk too much.
Yeah. Like, I was in charge of all
times. I was doing music
times.
Videos. I did Gangster's Paradise, and I choreographed the whole thing. Oh, good times.
Yeah, good times.
So the Barbie movie, I just feel like, I know it's very feminist, but I do think it is Mattel at the end of the day, and we have to be reminded that, like, Barbie came for our throats as millennials, came for our fucking throats.
Yeah.
They were all blonde with the most insane long bodies, and the outfits were wild.
Maybe that's started, like, where I was like, blondes, where's the brunette Barbie? Where's Kelly?
I know.
You know, Kelly didn't come out. No, Kelly was the sister. Who was the friend? We don't even
know
her
name. But
again,
why does the brunette have to be, like, the ugly friend?
Yeah.
She didn't even have a personality. She couldn't even talk.
We didn't even know her name.
They didn't even have nipples.
No, they didn't.
So I'm fine.
Have you ever
Barbie,
seen the thing where, like, they do, like, a real life size? Like, if Barbie had life size measurements, she wouldn't be able to stand.
This is the thing. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a Barbie movie. I just wanted to be part of the conversation. Like, let's not forget. We're Italian. We don't forget.
Okay.
I think they addressed it in the movie. That's what people are telling me. But I haven't seen anything written on it. No press. Their PR team is working overtime. If I see another pink thing, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Everything is a Barbie collab.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
There's, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken that's pink, and they're like, Barbie.
Did you see Popeyes made a section of their menu called Girl Dinner?
I mean, genius.
Genius.
Genius. Some people are saying girl dinners are bad because they're unhealthy, but I think that's anti-feminist.
Craig made me explain to him what girl dinner was, and he was like, I do that.
Craig is a feminist icon.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, thank you guys for giggling with us today. Our tickets are on sale for New York City.
Yes.
Our tickets are on sale for Toronto. And we love you guys so much. Giggle with you later. Bye.
Bye.